Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we're intentional about stopping, slowing down the pace of our life to reflect upon God's Word. We hear one of the lessons that's appointed for this day. And I pray that as you hear the scripture read, that it would come into your life and would continue to speak to you. I pray that this time of stopping and intentionally thinking about God's Word will help you in your own daily walk with Christ. I pray that the Spirit would guide us as we think about and meditate upon the lesson that's appointed for this day. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God of compassion, you welcome the wayward, and you embrace us all with your mercy. By our baptism, clothe us with garments of your grace, and feed us at the table of your love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's second letter to the church of Corinth, the fifth chapter. Paul writes, "From now on, therefore, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God has reconciled the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The word of the Lord. As I get older, in some ways I get convinced more and more that we've lost the radicalness of the message of the Bible. That we've become, in many ways, cultural Christians. We think that because we're Americans, that we are Christian after all, since America is a Christian nation. And we lose sight of what the scriptures really teach to us. I think our lesson today is one of those lessons. In some ways we hear it, but I wonder, do we really hear it? We just kind of glance through it. It says something profound and something radical. Hear again what Paul writes. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new." And then he goes on to talk about the ministry of reconciliation, that God has reconciled us to himself. That what Jesus has done on the cross, by his shedding his blood, by the gift of baptism that God gives to us, in those acts, God comes to us and welcomes us into his family. He reconciles us. He makes the chasm that exists between us and God because of our sinfulness, it washes it away and brings us back into relationship with God, restores us back in with him. In some ways, it goes back to the notion of the beginning of the story of the people. In Genesis, it tells us of Adam and Eve. And the separation between Adam and Eve and God is because they were disobedient. because they ate of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil that God had said, do not eat. But they disobeyed. They wanted to be like God. They sinned. And that caused them to be separated from God, to be kicked out of the garden. And ever since, God, the story of the Bible is God recounting how he comes to us again and again to call us back to himself, to reconcile us, to put right that which has gone astray. And when it's put right, when God comes to us through the cross, through the waters of baptism, he says something profound happens. And this is where sometimes I think we've missed a little bit of what's really supposed to be. It says, so now if anyone is in Christ, when we understand Jesus has given his life, his death on the cross has sanctified us, has washed away our sins, see, we become new. The image of baptism, in some ways, we lose a little bit of it, at least in the Lutheran church, that we tend just to pour water over. There's something powerful, I think, in that image of full immersion baptism. That sense of going under the water, literally drowning to the old way and rising up to a new way. Paul says, when we're in Christ, when we know that gift that we've been given, we are made new. And what does that look like? Too often we go to church on Sunday. We listen to the pastor ramble about this or that. And then we go on with our daily life. How is it that we are made new? How is it that we come to God's word? And we allow it to seep into our life so that we become transformed. We become new. We literally become the hands and feet of Christ. Because in some ways, if we take seriously the message of Jesus, to love our enemies, to turn the other cheek, to care for the poor and the orphaned and widowed, what difference would our world make if we saw how we've been created and washed anew and sought to live a life that brings glory and honor to God? If we sought to live the commandments, what a difference the world would look like. No more stealing, no more adultery, no more murdering. How is it that we allow this whole story of God? How is it that we allow the notion of what Jesus has done as he sacrifices himself for you, for me, for the sake of the world? How is it that we allow that to transform us, to change us, so that we go out into the world to live it out? To help others experience the transforming power of God. Not to beat them up with the Bible, not to denigrate them, but to show them how much God has loved them and what God has called us to. Too often, sometimes, when we think about being made new and what it means, we end up going out into the world and uttering a message of legalism. You must do this. You must do that. You have to behave in this way. I'm not sure that's what being made new is. How is it that we seek to take the love that's been shown to us in the cross of Christ and in the waters of baptism and in the bread and wine at the table? How is it that we take that love and show that love to others so that that ministry of reconciliation continues? That people would know, here it is, this is what God has done. And then we help others and ourselves to live in response to that radical love, that grace that's been extended to us even though we are unworthy. There's a theologian, I think from South Africa, who described evangelism in this way. And I think this is part of how we need to go about being this new creation in Christ. He says evangelism is one beggar telling another beggar where to find food. Think about that. It's not somebody who has a place of privilege or goes, oh, here, I got it all together. No, it's one beggar saying to another, here's where I've received mercy, because I have first received mercy. Because God has fed me, here's where God will feed you to be changed and transformed, to become a follower, a disciple of the crucified one, and take that message of his love out into the world. See, everything old has passed away. Everything has become new. How do we become that new creation in Christ? Taking this message of love and reconciliation out into the world. Where is it that you are being called to proclaim that message to those you know within your community and even within the world? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks for your emptying of yourself on the cross, how you give of yourself selflessly and the sacrifice that you have made. Your love kept you on the cross so that through the cross we would know of your love, we would know of your forgiveness, of your mercy, of the redemption that you have in store for us. We pray that the Holy Spirit would come upon us to make us new, so that in Christ we are a new creation. Help us to see in the waters of baptism you have washed away the old sinless self, the sinful self, and you have made us new. Help us go forth walking in the waters of baptism, being fed and nourished with the table, so that we could take this ministry of reconciliation out into the world. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.